Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather is mostly clear and pleasant. In Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, expect mild temperatures with a gentle breeze. Haifa is enjoying a sunny day, while Eilut remains warm with clear skies. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Ynet, Israel has destroyed more Hezbollah tunnels and is actively pursuing terrorists trapped in Lebanon. This comes as the IDF uncovers rocket launch shafts and weapons near Majd al-Zun. Also, from Walla, Netanyahu has expressed concerns to Trump about Erdogan's recent statements against Israel's existence. This was during a conversation where the American president updated Netanyahu on the U.S. actions in the Gulf. Also this hour, I-24 News reports that Israel shared new intelligence with the U.S. about Iran's plans to assassinate Trump, as detailed in a Wall Street Journal article. Separately, the Jerusalem Post highlights a new Pew survey showing Americans' views of Israelis have become more negative, while views of Palestinians have remained steady. This follows Hamas's announcement to dissolve its government in Gaza. And finally, from JNS, there's a report on Iran's understated nuclear potential, describing it as a crucial issue that has led to chaos in what should have been the most important U.S. conflict since World War II. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, posted just minutes ago about Amir Hossein Tamasebi's incendiary remarks on Iranian state television. Tamasebi declared he would personally assassinate Trump if given the chance, amidst heightened tensions following Ali Khamenei's funeral. Meanwhile, I24NEWS English reported that de-escalation talks are underway, with Pakistan and Qatar mediating efforts to bring the U.S. and Iran to the negotiating table. From X, the latest. A CNN-affiliated account highlighted comments by Alex Plitzas, who noted that while Israel's warning of an Iranian plot against Trump isn't surprising, the military exchanges could continue as long as ammunition lasts, according to Cedric Layton. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Lebanon, Ynet reported that the IDF's operations have intensified as they continue to discover more Hezbollah infrastructure. The discovery of rocket launch shafts near Majd al-Zun underscores the ongoing threat. The IDF's actions are part of a broader strategy to curb Hezbollah's capabilities and protect northern Israel. Turning to the diplomatic front, according to Walla, Netanyahu's discussion with Trump focused on Erdogan's rhetoric, which Netanyahu views as a significant threat to Israeli security. This conversation comes amid heightened tensions in the Gulf region, where the U.S. has been conducting strikes. The dialogue between the leaders signals ongoing collaboration between Israel and the U.S. on regional security issues. Meanwhile, the intelligence shared by Israel regarding Iran's plot against Trump, as reported by I-24 News and the Wall Street Journal, raises the stakes in U.S.-Iran relations. This revelation could influence future diplomatic and military actions in the region. The threat underscores the volatile nature of Middle Eastern geopolitics and the ever-present dangers of escalation. Separately, the Jerusalem Post's report on American perspectives towards Israelis reflects shifting global perceptions. The survey's timing just before Hamas announced its government dissolution could impact future U.S. policy and aid distribution in the region. This sentiment shift may also affect diplomatic relations and peace efforts. And finally, JNS highlights Iran's nuclear advancements, portraying them as a potentially underestimated threat. The report suggests that the U.S.'s handling of this issue has led to chaos, emphasizing the need for a reevaluation of strategies. This narrative could influence international diplomatic efforts and nuclear non-proliferation discussions. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports on the fallout from Yuli Edelstein's resignation, suggesting Netanyahu may be pushing towards a constitutional crisis. This development could have significant political and economic repercussions for Israel. Separately, a cheating scandal involving AI at Brown University, covered by CTEC, highlights the challenges facing higher education. The use of AI tools like ChatGPT to bypass learning raises questions about academic integrity and technological oversight. And finally, from Ynet Business, Syra is in advanced talks to acquire Israeli cyber firm Oasis for over $1 billion. This acquisition, involving a cyber unicorn valued at $12 billion, could bolster Israel's position in the global cybersecurity market. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.